All right, now we are using... Mr. Tatum, we just lost you. If we allow the points of order, et cetera, then we lost you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. People could use that purposely to eat up the time for that particular completing
right.
the business. And I think that has happened a lot of the time. If you try to subtract the time from the actual person who's making the points of order, personal privilege, et cetera, they may not be speaking at the time. They may be they could be interrupting other speakers. So the best thing is that when you get to an item, and I don't know if I said this or not, like this item that we're on for the Strategic Planning Committee, when you get to that item, you can extend time because now we save 10 minutes by not having the agenda approval, and that 10 minutes can be used other places. You can extend time. So the best thing to do is for everyone to try to be polite and get the business of the P&B accomplished without the delaying tactics.
So you're Benito, you don't have the floor now. So, Mr. Tatum, you're saying that the points of order and the points of request for information and the points of personal privilege, if they are included in the time for the item, if they count against the time of the item, that they will eat up the time for the item, and then
correct.
We'll have to go to the vote.
Correct.
Right? And that is why they're not supposed to be included, because they block debate, hearing the debate. Is that?
That is correct, yeah.
But then go ahead.
I was going to say, but then you also have the option of extending time when you get to an item.
Okay. We still do not have a clear opinion on whether or not the points of order and the request of information should be counted as part of the time for the item or not.
This is Grace for the STAC.
Mr. Tatum, I hear you, Grace. One second.
Yeah.
And Jan Goodman for the STAC also.
And Benito.
I think if you're in favor of debating issues so that you can make intelligent decisions, I think that they should not be subtracted from the total time. But if you want to allow people to eat up time with these points of order and requests for information, then the board can do that also. The board can say, well, let's count these against the total time for the item.
So it's really up to the board to decide that.
That is correct.
Okay. All right.
And Benito to the stack, please.
Okay, I'm going to reset to where we were. Okay, we were at, we're going to start at 10 minutes. We have 10 minutes left. Grace asked, made a point of order, I believe, was that, that these should be included in the time. And I'm gonna say, okay, for this meeting, I'm going to leave it as part of to have them as part of the rest of the 10 minutes that we have. If anybody brings up a point of order or a request for information or a point of personal privilege, that time will be subtracted from this 10 minutes. That's my ruling. And if there's no objections, then we'll go to Benito had the floor.
Dan Goodman, I object.
Okay. You object to including the points of order and the points of personal privilege and request for information in the time of this item?
Maybe I misunderstood what you said. It sounded to me like you were saying we're not going to include all of that time.
No, I said the opposite. We are going to include it in the last 10 minutes that we have for this item. That's my ruling.
Then I object.
If anybody has a point of order, the time that it takes to deal with it will be subtracted from the 10 minutes we have left.
I challenge the ruling of Benito.
Okay. Benito challenges the ruling of the chair. Go ahead.
Do I get to speak?
And are you saying that for the rest of the meeting that we're also going to include the time,
this is wasting time now. Come on. Go ahead, Benito.
So you're saying I can speak, Madam Chair?
Motivate your challenge to the chair.
Thank you. Yeah.
You have 1 minute. You have 1 minute.
Fine. So I can't believe we're having this kind of discussion, the number one. But the bottom line is, at the beginning of this meeting, Mr. Tatum and yourself could put in an issue as to how to conduct the meeting, which is totally foreign to at least the majority, or at least many of us. Let me just speak for myself. Totally foreign to me. I did not understand it. I still don't understand it. And then we are going to be told that if we ask for an explanation, if we ask for clarification, then we are dilatory.
15 seconds.
We're trying to waste time. I don't appreciate that. I'm trying to understand what Mr. Tatum is trying to say. I don't know about anybody else. I can't get into other people's minds, and I don't understand how anybody could get into mine. So all of this, as far as I'm concerned, is outside. It's just totally outside. And so the bottom line is, people are supposed to be able to understand what the rules are. And if Mr. Tatum or any other parliamentarian and the chair
then they need to explain it
in a way that
Benito,
we can understand.
Your time is up. Thank you, Benito. Your time is up. I'll take 2-4, 2 against my ruling.
Adriana?
1 minute each. 1 minute each. Adriana?
This is Grace, 4.
Okay. Adriana, then Grace.
It's one-on-one, right? Give Grace the floor, Madam Chair. Thank you.
1 minute, yes.
I will go after her.
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay, I agree with the ruling of the chair. It is not fair to the group for a few people on this board to continually ask for clarifications. If there is difficulty with understanding the simple parliamentary procedures, then they should make the effort to confer with a parliamentarian between meetings to get everything straightened out and not take up the rest of the board's time with these issues.
So in the meantime, we should keep our mouths shut and not understand.
You do not have the floor. Go ahead, Grace.
I'm done.
Could you please repeat what you said, because you were interrupted by Benito.
Just saying that these kinds of questions about parliamentary procedure should be taken up outside of the meetings with the parliamentarian or with careful study of Robert's rules by members who continually are confused by them. It should not be taken up
at
the time of all the board.
Thank you very much. Okay, Adriana?
Yeah, William, request for information.
We're in the middle of a debate. Go ahead, Adriana. You have
Adriana. Oh, Madam Chair.
Can't hear you, Adriana.
Madam.
Maestro, your volume looks fine on Maestro.
You cannot hear me, Madam Chair?
I can hear you now.
Oh, again, somebody playing. Madam Chair, did I hear for somebody asking for the request of information? That would be before or after?
I'm not making any requests for information. Go ahead, you have the floor.
Okay. This is with the rules. And that is the part that I understand that people, we have a majority in this board that can do whatever they wish. We have a parliamentarian that is changing permanently and surprises us every time. We ask how to do the new rules. Nobody's blaming how, and we are being called dilatory when we do that. And after that, you know, it's being railroad. The situation is, you give us the rules and we apply it always, but depending if the majority decide that that is not what they want, they don't answer, you give two in favor and two against in a specific motion. We don't have a way to change it in the agenda when we were explained. We don't have any answers. I'm showing clearly how you cannot violate, you cannot change the bylaw violating, breaching the bylaws. And I ask a bunch of questions that are all absolutely violation of the bylaws in this timeline. And it's not answered at all. It's just railroading because they think that they have the majority. I don't have any problem with the process of bylaw amendment. But we cannot break the bylaws.
Fine.
To amend the bylaws. That is too ridiculous. And that is what is happening exactly now, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Adriana.
And it's a good thing that people call me. People can listen.
Thank you, Adriana. Is there someone else that wants to speak for my ruling?
Let's go to a vote, please.
Okay, I'm my ruling is that any more points of order or points of information or points of personal privilege will be subtracted to the remaining 10 minutes for this item. Please take the vote, Mr. Pro Tem.
Madam Chair, something's happened with your volume because I cannot hear you.
Yeah, you faded out a little bit, Nancy, but we could hear you. So.
I approve the ruling of the chair.
Okay, Grace votes yes. Okay. Sustain the chair. Jonathan Alexander.
Yeah, somebody is playing with the volume because my volume was turned down. And I noticed that Mr. Tatum's volume had been turned down and someone else's volume had been turned down. So please do not do that. This is exactly what I was afraid of. If I gave Maestro to everyone, we would have a turning down, turning up war. This is what's happening. So we have some people. So
who has that power now?
I do not know.
Madam Chair, I'd like to add to that, Benito.
I already took two on this. Again,
are we voting?
And so that is my ruling that those will be subtracted from the last 10 minutes. So I'm asking Mr. Pro Tem Secretary to
okay. Somebody has a train noise in the background. You need to mute. Okay, Grace already voted yes. Jonathan Alexander, please vote, Jonathan. Adriana Casanave?
Madam Chair, I cannot hear. This is Benito.
Uh-huh. Somebody turned down Bill Crozier. Interesting. Okay, go
me?
Ahead, Bill. Yes,
and
I can hear you now.
And somebody helped Adriana so it
okay.
couldn't be understood.
Okay, well, I got Grace Aaron voted yes. I didn't hear Jonathan. Jonathan Alexander, are you
I
on the
call? I don't see him on the call. He's not on the call.
Okay. Adriana Casanave? How do you vote, Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Chris Corey?
Pass.
We can come back to her. Okay, Chris passes. Bill Crozier votes yes to sustain the chair. Joseph Davis?
Joseph is not on the call. No.
Okay, Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Catherine votes yes. Benito Diaz?
Absolutely no.
Benito votes no. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. William Heerwagen?
Well, I don't understand the ruling.
I'll tell you, William. If you have a point of order, if anyone has a point of order, a request for information, or a point of personal privilege during the next 10 minutes of this item, they will be subtracted from the 10 minutes of this item. They will count towards the time expired, the time for this item.
I'm sure there are.
That's my ruling. That is my ruling that we are voting on. How do you vote?
So your ruling is that if someone takes a 3 minutes for some kind of question, that's included, not subtracted, in the 10 minutes.
Interesting. Interesting, William. How do you vote?
Isn't that what you said?
How do you vote, William?
I can't vote. You're not explaining it well.
William is someone abstaining.
3 minutes.
Okay.
William
abstains. Sabrina Jacobs?
Sabrina votes yes.
From the beginning of the time?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes.
Yes.
Dwayne Lark? Yeah, I got you, Sabrina, voting yes. Dwayne Lark?
Thank you.
I don't see Dwayne on the call right now.
Okay. Ken Laufer?
Yes, to sustain the chair.
Ken votes yes. Tony Leon? Andrea Tony. Afia Wangaza? And here you, Afia. Alex Randall?
In favor of the chair.
Okay, Alex votes yes. Mansoor Sabah?
In favor of the chair.
Mansoor votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg votes yes. Carol Travis?
Carol's not on the call.
Okay, yeah, she said she might have to leave. Tom Voorhees, so he's not on the call. Muscular Washington?
Abstain.
Muscular abstains. Okay, going back, Jonathan Alexander? Can't hear you, John. Adriana Casanave?
Adriana, we cannot hear you. You are unmuted. You're not muted on the Maestro system. Now you're muted on the Maestro system. Now you're not muted. Please speak.
Madam Chair, can you hear me now or I'm yelling too high?
How do you vote? How do you vote? I can hear you now.
Who's playing with me? Why I cannot?
How do you vote, Adriana?
Vote don't. No.
Thank you.
Okay. Adriana votes no. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Let's see, Joseph Davis, I believe he's not on the call. Dwayne Lark, didn't hear you. Tony Leon, didn't hear you. Afia Wangaza, didn't hear you.
Abstain.
Afia abstains. Carol Travis, I believe you said she left the call.
Yeah, she's not here.
Only count.
Yeah, William didn't vote.
Okay, with
William, you abstained.
I got you as abstaining.
You want to change your vote?
I never used the word abstain.
You said you were not voting. You didn't want to vote.
You wouldn't let me ask the question.
I did. You did ask the question. You did ask the question, and I answered the question.
And it wasn't sufficient.
So what's your vote?
I still don't understand it, but just because you don't know how to explain it, I'll vote no.
That's the only answer? All right, thank you.
You failed to explain it. Thank you.
Okay, William votes no. Let me count. We have 10 yes, 3 no's, and 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Chair votes yes. So we have 11 yes, 3 no's, and 2 abstentions.
All right.
On suspending the chair.
So thank you. So my ruling to subtract any points of order or points of information or points of personal privilege from the remaining 10 minutes of this item stands. Mansoor, we have 10 minutes left on this item. The last place that we were was taking 1 against and 1 for, and I'm still waiting for someone against this motion.
10 minutes it is.
I ask against, Madam Chair, if nobody is going to go in.
Go ahead. You have 90 seconds.
Okay, Madam Chair. Part of this, do I have an answer? Because I'm, like I said, I'm proving here that we cannot amend the bylaws violating the bylaws. But now let me finish to point that obviously I didn't have time. Whoever think in this motion, like I said, I don't have any problem with the bylaw amendment, but need to adhere to what the bylaw said. If you see what is happening with all these days and the mixing of the date, given that the notice is January 28, 2019 for the second round, this timeline will result in 2019 directors not being able to submit any proposed bylaw amendments, and they would again be voting by bylaw amendment proposed and sponsored or co-sponsored by 2018 directors. All these two bylaws would preclude the 2019 PMB from having any bylaw amendments at all in the rest of the 2019 calendar year. This is, Madam Chair, I think that maybe, other people don't have, please, Mansoor, be sure that you control the time right. Thank you.
I do.
Is anybody that can answer, Madam Chair? Please, Mansoor, wait for the floor.
Are you done?
No. What I'm saying is, who will answer all the violations of the bylaw that I just pointing out in this motion? Who will answer to all of this? Or we will go and vote in the majority?
10 seconds.
Okay. That's what I'm saying, Madam Chair. How will this be solved? Because I'm asking questions that are very clear, and who will answer me? Who will answer
me? Thank you, Adriana. I will take a stab at that.
Can I interrupt just for a second? It's Ford Green. I wasn't exactly invited, and I don't know. I don't know whether you want me or not, so tell me. And if you do, I can contribute, and if not, I can go get dinner.
Okay. Did you just hear that question?
I heard the tail end of it, and as I understood what Adriana, she was talking about, whether or not what it takes for the bylaws to be amended, I have no idea of what the pending motion is.
Okay, so the motion is on the timeline, and Adriana is saying that the motion, if this board proposes 2 time law amendment periods in this timeline, that counts for more than this year's 2. She says it counts against next year's 2. I think, yes.
You know,
so every year we get to
more than that. I'm sorry, Madam Chair. We have very important. The first one that I explained, I don't think that Mr. Fogreen, the lawyer, was here, and I think that they are very, very important because it's a violation.
Let's work on this one first, please.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead, Ford.
So let me just, Nancy, let me fill everybody in a little bit. I had a conversation with Nancy this afternoon about some of the problems that are arising in connection with Pacifica's noncompliance with the bylaws governing the elections of delegates. Without much notice, I've looked at and come up with at least a proposed path that provisions of the California Corporations Code authorizes.
Oh, okay.
And so I've sent a letter in that regard to Maxie and to Nancy.
Thank you.
And one of the things that I was thinking about, and as I was doing this, I was, there are a lot of you move. Pacifica is like a giant mobile. You know, you move one part, and the configuration of the balance of the rest of it's all altered. What I understood Adriana to be talking about has to do with the time that a person would be on the board, and that this process now being late would carve into that time. Did I misunderstand that?
Yeah, no, we're talking right now about the timeline for the bylaw amendments. So the first part of the process of the bylaw amendment is to set the timeline. And we get two chances to do that, two voting periods to do that. And the timeline that has been proposed by the Strategic Planning Committee, they overlap with each other. And they also go into the next year. And so her concern is that because they go into the next year, they cancel the privilege of having two additional votes next year of the board that comes next year. And I don't think that's true. And I don't see how that's true. The board next year would also get two opportunities to propose bylaws to be voted on.
Okay. Those are all Article 17 questions.
Yes, Article 17, yes.
And
Madam Chair, just send the email.
Wait a minute, Adriana.
It's a clarification from the lawyer, from Mr. Ford Green. I just send the email because you are paraphrasing things that I said that is not exactly the way that I said.
Adriana,
don't worry.
I haven't looked at, I don't know what's up about Article 17. I haven't looked at it. I'm not about to render any sort of opinion in connection with it without careful review, which I can't do on a telephone call. So don't fear that my judgment in any way is being guided by a paraphrasing that you disagree with, because I'm not going to – I have no opinion about that.
No, Mr. Green, I said that the chair was paraphrasing what I said. That's why I sent the whole email.
Yes, I know that. That's just what I tried to say.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay.
I'm interrupting your process. I don't mean to be. I wanted to plug in and check in with you to see whether or not my input could be helpful. And if what you all are talking about is amending bylaws, I haven't looked at that, so I really wouldn't have anything to contribute right now. What my request is in the future, if I can be of any help, try to give me more notice than the afternoon of the meeting. I understand that that's a lot the way that the board meetings work, but if I'm going to be an effective lawyer, I need more time just to be able to think and ponder, because your bylaws are complicated and the corporation codes are complicated, and the readiness of people to sue is apparent. And so it's a field that's fraught with peril, and so I want to just be very careful on in what I say and what I recommend and be able to explain why to all of your satisfaction, at least as much as possible.
1 minute left to this segment.
Okay,
1 minute.
Thanks,
Okay, so I'm going to, it sounds like I shouldn't be here. I'm going to, unless I'm instructed otherwise, I'm going to get off, and I apologize
for
interrupting.
Thank you for your, we'll review this, and if it's something needs to be done based on your email that you sent us, we will take that up as soon as possible.
That's right. There are also their board members that can't download PDF stuff, so I should put the body of the letter in an email, too, so it can be distributed, right?
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for calling. Okay.
15 seconds. 15 seconds.
Okay. All right. So,
William.
All right. So, thank you. So, is there somebody four that wants to speak for 15 seconds?
Actually, now time is up.
Okay.
15 seconds come and gone.
Okay. So now we have to go to a vote on this motion unless somebody would like to extend time.
Hearing,
what was that?
For the floor time.
Call of the day.
Okay.
Call of the day on this item.
Wait a sec. We are at this item. We are at this item. I'm sure that's what call the orders of the day means. That we go to
William
the item.
William for the floor.
Go ahead, William. Did you want to extend time?
No, Mr. Green respond to this and protect Pacifica. I move to postpone this item until he has had time to look at it and give us advice on the bylaw amendment process.
Is there a second?
Benito.
Okay. Is there any objections?
Objections.
Okay. Bill, please take the vote. What? Who said point of order?
Point of order, Bill. You already called for a vote on this. We're out of time, so there's no time for additional motions.
Okay, let's go to a vote. Point well taken.
Vote on the motion.
Are we voting
let's
on the
go to a vote, please. Pardon me?
Are we voting on the motion itself?
We're voting on the motion that from the Strategic Planning Committee on the bylaw amendment timeline adds. Bill read it into the record.
Madam Chair, what's the postponement?
No, that
was second.
Bill called that out of order, and I accept.
You gave the floor. You gave the floor to William.
Madam Chair, the member is out of order. Please bring it to order.
And we had a point of order in the middle of it, so.
I added four times for the floor. Did you ever hear me?
All right. So we're going to go to a vote on this motion.
Playing with everybody's volume, but they don't.
Appeal to the parliamentarian.
Absurd.
Okay.
Third procedures.
We're going to go out. To
okay, so we're voting on the strategic planning committee motion.
They muted you already because you didn't hear me. Nobody heard me asking for the floor four times.
Take the vote.
Madam
Chair.
Motion.
Take the vote, please.
What happened to
everyone
William?
Should be muted. Everyone should be muted unless you're being called on. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to mute everybody unless you're going to be called on. So let me see. How do I do that?
Don't mute me so I can call the roll.
So William does not have the right to make a motion.
That's right. We're out of time.
Well, y'all heard.
Shall I take the vote now?
Go take the vote, yep.
Okay, Grace Aaron.
Okay, let me unmute her. Go ahead, Grace.
Yeah, I vote yes on the main motion.
Okay, I'm going to mute
Grace
you
votes
back.
Yet. Jonathan
okay.
Alexander.
I don't see Jonathan Alexander.
Okay.
Okay.
Adriana Casanate.
Hey, Adriana, you have the floor. How do you vote?
she unmuted?
Somebody just muted her. I don't know. I did not. I'm going to unmute her again. Adriana, you've been unmuted in Maestro. How do you vote?
I vote no to violate the bylaws.
Adriana votes no. Let's point out everybody can mute or unmute themselves, so be careful. Chris Corey?
Let me unmute Chris. Go ahead, Chris.
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill votes yes. Bill Crozier, that is. Joseph Davis? I don't think he's on the call.
Nope, he's not.
Catherine Davis?
Let me unmute her. Go ahead, Catherine.
Yes.
Catherine votes yes. Benito Diaz?
No.
Benito votes no. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. William Heerwagen?
1 second, let me unmute him. Okay, go ahead, William.
Yeah, no, we should wait for legal counsel.
William votes no. Sabrina Jacobs?
1 second, let me unmute her. Go ahead, Sabrina.
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark? I don't know if he's on the call. He isn't.
Yeah, he's on the call. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Okay.
People have no shame, do you? Won't listen to the attorney or anything.
How do you vote, Dwayne?
I said no shame.
Okay, Dwayne votes
no.
Was that no?
He said no shame. Was that no?
Yes, that's no.
Thank you.
Okay, have Dwayne as a no. Ken Laufer?
Go ahead, Ken.
Yes.
Ken votes yes. Tony Leon?
I don't see Tony on the call.
And by the way, Ken was pretty faint, but I heard him. Afia Wangaza?
He's not muted. Go ahead.
Well, I could hear him, but he was just...
His volume was not dropped. It was just right in the middle. Go ahead, Afia.
Okay.
Okay.
Afia abstains. Alex Randall?
Go ahead, Alex.
Alex Randall votes in favor of the motion.
Thank you.
Alex votes yes. Alex Randall. Mansoor Sabah?
There we go. Go ahead.
Mansoor votes yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Let me get Alex unmuted. Okay, go ahead, Alex.
Alex votes yes.
Alex Steinberg votes yes. Carol Travis? Is she on the call?
I don't see Carol on the call.
And Tom Voorhees, I assume, is not on the call.
Right.
Muscular Washington?
No.
Muscular votes no. Seen going back. Didn't hear Jonathan Alexander.
Yes.
He's not on the call.
Jonathan votes yes.
Oh, wait.
I'm back.
Are you? Oh.
Okay.
I'm sure I'm going to be dropping on and off.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Thank you. Didn't hear Joseph Davis. I don't think he's been on all night. Or Carol Travis or Tom Voorhees. So let me count the yeses. We have 11 yes and 5 no's, 0 abstentions, or 1 abstention, excuse me. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Could you say the vote again?
11 yes, 5 no, 1 abstention.
Abstain.
2 abstentions then. 11 yes, 5 no, 2 abstentions.
Okay, so this motion from the Strategic Planning Committee, we approve the timeline proposed by the Strategic Planning Committee as read into the record by Bill Crozier tonight. Okay, next item on the agenda. I'm going to unmute everyone now. What's the next item? I don't have it in front of me, the agenda.
Diana asked for the floor, Madam Chair. I'm unmuting everyone.
The motion on the KPFT violation of P&E's resolution on phone.
Diana asked for the floor, Madam Chair.
Okay, Diana, you have the floor. What do you want the floor for?
How much time is for that category, timekeeper?
That is, I think that was...
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
All right, thank you.
May I make the motion first? Before we
Madam Chair, I asked for the floor.
What do you want the floor for, Indiana?
I want to give notice. I want to give notice to rescind this motion just passed after we have the opinion from Fort Greene on this bylaw amendment violation. I just want to give the notice right now.
Okay,
thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, so now we are on to the next item on the telephonic meetings for KPFT.
You want me to read the motion, Madam Chair?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
There's
okay,
my motion
start
anyway.
Clock,
I got you.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay, and again, this is in the draft agenda, which is online and was emailed to all of you on the beginning, just about halfway down page 2. Whereas the Pacific and National Board passed a resolution in September of 2017 permitting telephone participation in local station board and delegate meetings, quote, in order to facilitate more democratic participation in Pacific governance structure, unquote, and whereas the local station boards are committees of the Pacific and National Board subject to the supervision of the PNB, and whereas KPFT's LSB has repeatedly refused to allow Deb Shafto and others to participate by phone, even when they had valid medical or out-of-town travel reasons for why they could not attend in person, and when KPFT's LSB was repeatedly notified that they were thereby violating the PNB motion on telephone participation in LSB meetings, and whereas by refusing to allow Ms. Shafto to participate by phone for at least 3 consecutive meetings, and also by not excusing the absences that they thereby created, the KPFT LSB majority claimed that she was removed as a delegate and LSB member. And whereas the KPFT LSB has taken actions that create legal jeopardy for the Pacifica Foundation and made decisions outside of the authority granted to it by the bylaws, creating unnecessary work and confusion in a time when KPFT and Pacifica are facing severe financial stress, thus putting the foundation at risk. And whereas LSBs have no power to disenfranchise or deny members the right to full participation, and whereas the Pacifica National Board has the power to override actions taken by an LSB, parenthesis, bylaws, citations below, unquote, close parenthesis, therefore, pursuant to the supervisory powers of the PNB over the LSBs, under bylaws Article 7, Section 3 and 4, it is hereby resolved that the recent actions of the KPFT LSB purporting to remove Deb Shafto from the board are null and void, and that any future such action by any LSB shall also be null and void. And further, any member who has been removed from the LSB and or as a delegate, having been denied their right to remote telephone participation, will have their LSB and delegate membership restored. Their replacement shall be thanked for their service, removed from the LSB, and encouraged to participate in LSB committees. Further, any LSB...
Wait a minute. Bill, you got muted somehow.
Okay. What was the last thing you heard?
A couple sentences ago.
Okay. Further, any member who has been removed from the LSB, did you hear that?
Maybe start there, because I think we heard it.
Sure, or start earlier?
One sentence.
Okay, sort of
sentence earlier.
No, that I heard
okay.
That.
You heard that.
The recent actions. Okay. So I'll continue with... further, any member who has been removed from the LSB and or as a delegate, having been denied their right to remote telephone participation, will have their LSP and delegate membership restored. Their replacements shall be thanked for their service, removed from the LSP, and encouraged to participate in LSP committees. Further, any LSP meetings that did or does not conform to the PNB motion regarding LSP member remote participation, parenthesis here in referenced, close parenthesis, is not valid, and any member who was or is not present at such non-valid meetings but who could have participated by phone shall not be considered absent at such meeting. Further, if the KPFT LSP fails to follow these strictures, all actions it or its delegate assembly takes shall be considered null and void until the above requirements are followed. And then following that are references to the bylaws. May I motivate it?
Go ahead.
Okay, well, we've had, you know, real chaos on our LSP, KPFT's LSP, for the last year or two. And a number of people who were really helping the station have been driven away. They got disgusted with the time wasting, the harassment, the insults, the slander, all kinds of other things are happening. But, you know, so, and they left. But there's some of the ones who were stayed on are now being attacked, and there seems like the majority is trying to find ways to remove them. And the immediate case reference here was Deb Shafto. She's been one of the most active volunteers at KPFT for years. Even earlier this year, she was volunteering to answer phones as a volunteer receptionist. She helped in the membership office. She's helped with fundraising, all kinds of other things. She wants to continue helping, but her husband has a brain tumor, and she has to stay with him, and she can't leave him for 4.5 or 5 hours to drive to the LSB meeting, stay through the long meeting, and then drive back. And repeatedly, the LSB has refused to allow her to participate by phone, and they've also not excused her absences. And this has been in violation of the PNB motion passed last year that I referenced. And so I move that this motion be accepted, and I hope somebody seconds it.
10 seconds.
Adriana, for the floor, Madam Chair.
Okay, I second the motion.
All right. Thank you, Grace. All right. I'll take two against and two for Adriana.
Adriana.
Okay. All right. I'll take Adriana and William, but we'll alternate with the fours. Go ahead, Adriana. You have
Madam Chair, timekeeper.
90 seconds.
Timekeeper, Madam Chair.
I'm sorry. This 90 seconds.
Yes, I understand. I want to
go ahead, Adriana.
Timekeeper.
I'm sorry. What was your question, Mansoor? What was your question?
No. Okay, timekeeper would like to speak on for the 90-second stuff that we're doing. I don't discriminate when it comes to 30 seconds. Just like we had agreed, I say 30 seconds. I say 15 seconds, 10 seconds, and time's up. So I try to make it as brief. So. Please do not let anybody to use my saying those things as excuse for extending their time. Thank you.
Right. And to clarify also, I requested Mansoor to give those time warnings at 30 seconds and 10 seconds. So,
Madam Chair, Dwayne Lark.
Okay. Adriana, you have the floor.
Yeah, they've muted me.
No, you're not muted.
Well, obviously, I asked for the floor after Adriana, but you assigned someone else.
I did not give you the floor yet. Adriana has the floor.
I'm muted.
Go ahead, Adriana. You have the floor.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. I send the emails to everybody explaining clearly why this motion violates the Pacifica Foundation by law, Article 3, meeting of the members, the California Corporation Code, Robert Rule of Orders, that in page 98 said, as in the case of the board of any assembly committees that are expressly established by the a valid electronic, can you see, Madam Chair, the noises? Meaning only if authorized by law to do so.
All right. All right, I think I'm gonna suggest that we go to loop up if this muting of other people does not stop. and adjusting the time, the volume of other people.
Why not mute everybody?
If it does not stop, I'm going to end this meeting and we're going to go to loop up. Okay. Go ahead, Adrian.
Can't you know it?
And
Madam Chair,
Start Adriana's clock again at 1 minute, please, Mansoor.
Sure, you got it.
And Adriana, could you please refer to the name of the email? Would you please refer to the name of your email that you'd sent? What's the title of it?
You hear me, Madam Chair.
I'm sorry. What's the title of your email?
I sent two. One say, J. Alex Against Telephone Participation, December 1st, 2016. That is one. And the other one is the one that said, CPD Compliance with Open Meeting. Can you see those emails?
Okay. I see them, yes.
Okay, perfectly. Because for whatever reason, oh my God!
Go ahead.
Oh my God! I'm here. Why is back and forth?
We need to go somewhere else. This is Matthew.
All right. How can we get a loop up number right away, Otis?
Madam Chair, may I propose that you simply ask Maestro for a new code for the...
Wait a minute. Now you're muted. Wait a minute. Go ahead.
I would propose that you simply lock down the console so that only you or authorized people have control of it. That's the only way you can, control it.
There's no way to do that. There is no way to do that with Maestro. I talked to their support system. They said whoever has the control panel can adjust the volumes or mute anybody.
Yeah, so you can
we get a different number?
But you can lock down who can get to the control panel is what I'm saying.
I can't do that.
Why is it an issue?
I believe if you ask Maestro for a mechanism to do that, I'm sure they have something.
I asked them for that, and they said you can't do it.
Maybe go somewhere else?
The only thing I can do is, all right, what I can do is I can have everybody call this number. All right, everybody hang up and call.
Wait, is that for everybody online as well who are hearing us or for just the board members?
Do you want to
email it to us?
Yeah. Oh, right. We're in a public meeting.
Okay. You need a glass of wine.
Not yet.
That's the problem now.
Afterwards. Okay. I'm going to email everyone this phone number, and you call in and use your code. Okay, here it is. I want you to use the same code that you called in with. Let's see, what is it? All right, let's... Okay, I just sent the number, and so please hang up, and I'll hang up for you. People that they can stay on is Maxie and Mr. Tatum and Otis, and I'm going to remove everybody else. Please call back on that number that I just...
Okay.
Wow.
Is anybody home?
I'm here. This is Alan.
All right. Mansoor's here, too.
I don't know who else is here.
Yeah. We are.
Can you hear me now, Madam Chair?
Did you get her email? She sent an email with a new phone number that you need to hang up and call back on that number with the same access code.
Hello.
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 Hello. Great.
Hello,
Monsky Law? Okay. Hey, Chris. Monsky Law? You here?
I'm here.
Adriana?
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Thank you.
William? William?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Mansoor?
I'm here, too. Thank you.
Alex?
And I have a pulse.
That's good. Hope it's not too quick. Alex Mandel?
I'm here.
Okay. Alex Steinberg?
I'm here.
Chris Corey?
Here.
Kathy? Catherine?
Hi. I'm getting some distortion. I'm here, but I may have to call back in.
You sound good, though. You sound fine.
Okay. All right. So I'll try to stick to it.
Afia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is anyone else here clicking, or is it just me?
Oh, I don't hear clicking. Okay. Moskula?
I'm here.
Okay, great. Okay. Dwayne?
Dwayne Fred.
Okay. Oh, shoot. Bill? Bill Crozier?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Hold on. Sabrina was having trouble getting in. She didn't. She's not working. She could check her email, and I said I would add her by three-way call. So if you'll hold on a minute, I'll see if I can do
great.
That.
Okay, great. All right. Okay.
If I can find her number here. Sabrina, are you there?
I don't see her. Let's see.
Well, it would be just on me, but I don't see her either.
Are you able to text her the contact info? Are you able to text it to her?
Yeah, actually, text it. That's a good idea.
Thank you.
Can you do that, Nancy, or you want me to?
Why don't you start calling the roll, and I will text Sabrina. I think I have her, and I'm not sure. Let me see.
Okay, I need to disconnect from her because... Oh, well, let's see. She says it's not on this call.
No, I don't have her call. I don't have her number.
Okay.
Without looking it up. If you have it...
Are we on the stream? I don't want to give it out if we're on the stream, but...
No, I mean, could you text it to her?
Oh, text it to her. Oh, yeah, I can do that. Okay. Sure. Give me a minute here.
We are waiting for everyone to get back on the call. We were having a lot of technical difficulties with the last Maestro call, so we've just tried something different, and we're just waiting for everyone to come back on the call, and we will do another roll call momentarily.
Okay, and I'm back.
Okay.
And so I'm back, and I texted her that number.
Okay, great.
Okay,
so could you call the roll again? Yes, please. Thanks.
Okay, let me get my pencil here. Grace Heron? Can't hear you, Grace. Jonathan Alexander? Can't hear you, Jonathan. Adriana Casanave? I hear you, Adriana, and I hear a lot of background noise. Chris Pori?
Here.
Thank you. Now it's quiet. Okay, Chris is here. Bill Crozier's here. Joseph Davis? He wasn't on the call earlier. Catherine Davis?
Here.
Catherine's here. Benito Diaz?
I can't hear you,
Benito. And here, okay, Jan Goodman.
Oh, wait, did we just come on? Somebody,
I'm here.
Jan just
got on.
Jan is here. Is Benito?
Not yet.
Okay, William Heerwagen. Can't hear you, William. Sabrina Jacobs. Okay, not on. Dwayne Lark.
Dwayne is present.
Okay, Dwayne is here. Ken Laufer?
Here.
Ken is here. Tony Leon?
I don't see Tony.
Athea Wangaza?
She's here. I can see her, but I don't hear her.
Okay, can't hear you, Athea. Alex Randall? Can't hear you, Alex. Mansoor
still
Sabah.
Here. Randall's here.
Oh, that's Alex. Okay, Alex Randall's here. Thank you. Mansoor Sabah.
Mansoor's here. Hazar.
Mansoor's here. Thank you. Nancy Sorden.
Here.
Are you? You're here. Okay. Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Alex Steinberg's here. Cheryl Travis. Is she back? Don't hear you, Carol. Tom Voorhees. He wasn't on the call when this happened either. Muscula Washington.
Here.
Muscula's here. going back, Grace Aaron.
Here.
Grace is here. Jonathan Alexander. Can't hear you, Jonathan. Adriana Casanave. Can't hear you, Adriana. Joseph Davis?
Can you hear me?
Oh.
Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you. Now we can hear
you.
Thank you.
Okay, we have Adriana. Joseph Davis, I guess, is still off. Benito Diaz?
Present.
Benito is here. William Heerwagen?
Present.
William's here. Sabrina Jacobs?
Here.
Sabrina's here. Thank you. Tony Leon. Can't hear you, Tony. Athea Wangaza.
Present.
Athea is here. Who else did we miss? Carol Travis and Tom Voorhees. I assume they're off. Let me count again. We have 17, and I think we have just about everybody who was on right beforehand, except
John. We still have Maxie. We still have John Taylor.
Oh, Maxie, yeah. Good.
They all stayed on. I was watching. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
So we were in the middle of debating. Adriana had, where were we, timekeeper, when on the minutes on that?
Okay.
Ended the phone call.
Yeah, so Bill did the advocacy for the
how much time do we have?
How much time?
When the phone, you know, when we were in the middle of Adriana speaking, how much time was left?
Well, she had 1 minute left.
Okay, but how much time for this item?
For the item, we were at 4 minutes within the item.
Okay, all right. Okay. Okay,
so that makes it 26 minutes. 26 minutes for the remaining of the item.
All right. All right, Adriana, you have a minute left on your... You have a minute left on your...
Madam Chair, can you hear me? I cannot
hear
you more
than
that.
I can hear you.
Thank you. Can you give me, please, my time? Because how many times
you have
I should
a minute?
Be interrupted?
If you had been listening, I told you you had a minute.
Yes, Madam Chair. My question is why, when I was the affected one, I have only a minute? When I was interrupted.
You already used more than 30 seconds of your time. And so I'm very generous.
Interrupted how many times?
You were able to speak uninterrupted for at least 30 seconds. Would you like to continue for another minute? Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
I did not. You must have muted yourself. If you're,
no telephone.
You must have hit the mute button with your phone, with your ear or something.
No, Madam Chair. No. I'm not that idiotic.
All right. So go ahead. Would you like a minute to speak?
Yes, Madam Chair. Go ahead.
Start the clock, Mansoor.
Tell me when.
Start the clock, Mansoor, on the rest of Adriana's time, please.
Gotcha.
Go ahead.
Okay, Madam Chair. I sent already all the violation that this motion is producing. One of them is very clear. It's not only the Pacifica Foundation by law, it's Robert Rule of Order that said clearly that as in the case of a board or any assembly, committees that are expressly established by the bylaw can hold a valid electronic meeting only if authorized in the bylaw to do so. Please listen. You can listen. I send here the 40 seconds that you can hear Jonathan Alexander explaining in 2016 why, you know, we have our FCC attorney, John Creeper, telling us that we are violating the CPD open meeting. And we have violating the Article 3, members of the foundation. We are violating the California Corporation Code that said delegates may only act personally at a meeting or by writing ballot and may not act by proxy. We have all these violations. Please, the reasons were as valid as in December 1st and as now.
Thank you, Adriana. Would someone like to speak for this?
Dwayne to the stack.
Okay, Dwayne, you'll be after whoever speaks for this.
This is Grace. I would like to speak for it.
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay, first of all, the arguments that Adriana's given.
Wait, you just went blank. You just muted somehow.
Okay.
Start over. No.
Adriana, the arguments that Adriana is giving were already debated fully when this motion passed the PNB initially. The citation she is giving, the second citation she is giving, applies to directors of the foundation and directors' meetings, not local station board meetings. The California Corporations Code says that a person has to participate personally, not by proxy. So personally, when a person is on the phone, they are participating personally. I am now participating in this meeting personally. Jonathan Alexander's opinion is simply his opinion. He has no more force. His opinion has no more force than any other PNB director's argument. So I strongly am in favor of this meeting. The KPFT local station board has been refusing to excuse absences. Excused absences are specifically stated as possible in the bylaws. To refuse that right of the body to excuse absences is improper. To refuse to comply with properly moved and passed motions of the PNB is improper. So I am strongly in favor of this motion.
Time.
Thank you.
William, point of order.
Yes, what's your point of order, William?
I'm sorry. No, I don't have a point of order. I need the floor.
For what?
To contradict something Grace said.
So you're going to be... did you ask for the floor before when Adriana, when I was calling for the against? Because I heard Dwayne is next.
He did ask for the floor.
Okay.
He did
go ahead, William. Okay, so go ahead, William.
No, let Dwayne go. I decline.
Okay. Go ahead, Dwayne.